another episode of Marcus Aurelius's Meditations for Modern Life, presented by myself, Adam Bates. And thank you for those of you who have reached out and dropped me a message since I recorded the last show. That usually comes via Instagram. If anyone is enjoying the show and if it's affected your life positively in any way, please do reach out and let me know. It's always great to hear from fans of the show. The best place and where most people reach out is Instagram. My Instagram is at ADZ Fitness. That's Ads Fitness. Also, guys, I have just uploaded another episode to the Patreon account as well. So if you are a member of Patreon, which you can do for, I think it's $5.99 a month, you do have extra content on there. There's already a few bonus episodes, and there is a new one that's just been added today, which I believe was from Book 7, Passage 27. So just one that may come up in the future, but you can already listen to it if you're a member of Patreon. There is a link in the show notes, but it's patreon.com/ Stoicism for Modern Life. Anyway, on with today's show. Today I am reading from Book 4, and this is passage 38. Look into their directing minds. Observe what even the wise will avoid or pursue. It's funny because just mentioned that I'd uploaded a new episode to Patreon, and that was literally just before recording this. And as I did so, I shared it on my Instagram story. The next thing I knew, I was scrolling through Instagram on the feed, something that I rarely do, but I just noticed that I was actually just doing it. And then I ended up doing the same on Facebook. And then, of course, it hit me what I was doing and stopped. And, you know, I just wasted like a couple of minutes of my life doing nothing, really. It's this like passage is so poignant, I think, for this day and age. You know, we can think of it in the context of Marcus's time, and, you know, we can perhaps go to more thoughts of worry, of things that we can't control. You know, why would we sort of have anxieties or fears over something in the future that is beyond our control, when the thing that we can control is how we actually respond to these? And, you know, it's our judgment that dictates something is being bad or good. And as I've touched on in previous episodes, go and consider all the things that you have had to sort of worry about or fear in life, that even if they come to fruition, always bring with them an equal balance of positives and negatives. And you can say the same for the things that you get excited about. You know, where in Marcus's time, again, would people sort of direct their minds to what they're doing that evening, and alcohol or the sort of events, and, you know, that may be put on for them and to captivate their minds. And, you know, spending time thinking about things like that rather than thinking about things that are actually important, things that could improve their life, improve the lives of others around them. You know, we do spend a great deal of time thinking about these things, and yet anything that comes into our life that does bring us like a pleasure is also going to have negatives as well. As I mentioned, it's not just the things that we fear, but sometimes the things that we look forward to. I can't wait till this happens, then life's going to be great. Well, we're kind of being blinded to the downside of the downsides of that thing as well. You know, for example, something happening with business, right, that makes your business take off. Well, that also brings downsides, that you may have less time with your family, you may have more responsibility, you may have to bring on more staff, and that you know, do you trust those staff? Have you made the right choices? Do you have to train them and everything else? So, you know, anything that comes into your life that's positive will also carry an equal negative with it. And it's the same for the things that come into your life where you perceive them as being negative. You're actually just being blinded to the positives. I touched on this before, and, you know, perfect examples like breakups, right? They're, you know, pretty damn horrible at the time. But when you actually stop and think, any sort of breakup that you've gone through in your life, And that, you know, I could say breakup. It could be obviously like other things like falling out with a friend or what have you. There will be things that happen to you either as a person, the character, the way your values shift, things that become more important to you, that direct your thoughts and attention, that actually improve your life and improve you as a person. Valuing different people, and therefore someone else comes into your life who actually, you know, meets those new values, and you suddenly don't think about that breakup or what have you anymore. And that will happen all the time, right? And that's because in that moment, you're only seeing the downsides. But when you actually consider all those things that have happened to you in the past and realize, hang on a minute, all those things that I worried about, all those things that I got anxious over, all that time I spent fretting and worrying, in the end, I was actually presented with equal positives. You know, without that happening, I wouldn't have been doing this. Without that happening, I wouldn't have gained the strength that has allowed me to do this. Without that happening, this wouldn't have become important to me, or it wouldn't have shaped my character to have these traits that I'm now really proud of and other people admire. We need to go through challenges in our life to bring us blessings. And yet we spend so much time, whether it's at Marcus's time or today, you know, worrying about things that may happen to us, worrying about losing things that we have. Consider that. But then, of course, when we apply it to the modern age, you know, the one I just mentioned, of course, with myself and social media, that's a perfect example. I mean, how much time do we waste there? Because there's so much now to just occupy our minds where we're not actually directing our thoughts, but our thoughts are being directed for us. You know, whether that's like television, whether it's, you know, whatever we're doing on our phones, you know, it's, I like people send me links to TikTok videos and stuff, and I can't watch them. It's just like a rule, right? Never will click a link to watch a TikTok video. And I'm not saying there aren't good ones, right? Obviously, I do some myself, but ultimately, that's a choice of mine, because you think of kids nowadays, they just sit there and they go for all these TikToks. Whereas, like, you know, okay, we may have consumed too much TV when I was a child, but there's a hell of a lot of time going outside and playing and being out in nature. I think a lot more than kids do now. And if you perhaps go back further 100 years or so, obviously before TV, you know, lives were being consumed with books and things like that, books or human interaction. What a better way to live. You know, and you're not going to grow up to be far more sort of intelligent and wise by those means. We have such a limited amount of time on this earth, and yet we flitter so much time away with our thoughts, like either on anxieties or things that we're not even conscious that our mind is consuming, so to speak. You know, we're not directing the thoughts ourselves. We're having our minds directed for us. And, you know, that happens to wise people as well as anyone else. I think the difference is the wise person's perhaps aware that it's happening, right? Or will make these changes. So just imagine if you can make changes in your life where you took out all of those things and you actually directed your mind to the things that matter most to you. Maybe that's like being a great parent. Now, if that means that you're bringing in extra income for your kids, directing your mind like 100% into those things, obviously when you're on your own, not with your kids, that are going to improve that income. You know, directing your mind like 100% to what is actually going to improve my kids' lives, or what can I do? What can I be teaching them and installing in them? What values can I be installing in them when I'm with them? What can I do to help ensure that they're directing their minds the right way? You know, maybe your highest value in life is, you know, a certain sort of business or you know, like it could be, or so, you know, another sort of venture, like whether it's like writing, whether it's like playing music or whatever. Think about all this time that we have, and if you directed all of your focus into that, you're going to be pretty damn amazing at it, aren't you? It's hard enough in this day and age to do that, though, because we always do have other responsibilities. You know, very few of us aren't in a position where we have to, don't have to sort of cook our own meals, tidy up after us and everything else, you know? Like, we do have to do, like, other things in life, like going shopping, whatever it is. So that leaves us, you know, even less time. And then to think that the rest of the time we need to switch off. You only need to switch off if you're not chasing something that's important to you. Okay, there's always merit to some kind of rest or recuperation. But when you feel that you're needing to do that each day, it's probably because during the day you aren't doing something that's of a high value to you. You know, if you understand what your highest values in life are and direct your mind, your focus and attention to them, that will bring about a great deal of happiness in your life, and you will find that you do not have the same need for holidays or for switching off, or, you know, and we say switching off, we're consuming media, right, whenever we do so, things that people couldn't do thousands of years ago. Switch off with a book. It's still going to be improving your mind at the same time. Anyway, guys, I hope you've enjoyed the episode. Do reach out, let me know. Again, my Instagram is at asfitness, or of course, if you're listening on Spotify, leave a comment on the episode notes. That's a pretty cool thing that they've introduced. Apparently, they're not very long. You can't leave like a long comment or what have you, but any of that's appreciated. Because remember, if you do that, or reviews on Apple or iTunes or ratings on whatever platform you use, it will help the show come up higher on other people's listings as well, and, you know, help spread the wisdom to others. So, guys, thank you very much for your support. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.